opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Step back three.
Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. J.J. Jahlil Jenkins putting on a clinic here, people.
He has made 8 of his last 9 shots in this one. Jenkins, edge, 3. Good!
Wow!
Fairleigh Dickinson is going to go to the first round with their first NCAA tournament win ever. On the throttle, Linda Hamilton looking for the reinforcements. And he's got Musinski inside. Back out it goes. Becker, 3! Baker, that's a 3. Good! Kevin McClain with a big-time triple. 16-3, Belmont run.
One-on-one coverage, got to go work down. No one can stop him down low.
Musinski with a spin and down the hatch. Belmont is going to advance. Rick Bird has had 804 career wins as a coach, but he's going to remember 805, maybe more than any of them, because he has just notched, in his 33 years of coaching, his first trip to the NCAA tournament as an at-large team, and he's won his first NCAA tournament game.
So I wonder why there were Belmont highlights in there. I guess there's somebody here who was interested in it. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. Special guest host, Jerome Solomon, the king or the god or whatever the hell you want to call him. And Aaron Rabel behind the glass, a.k.a. Voldemort, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jerome Solomon, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. And, of course, you can text the show, you know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, use smoke signals, put odds on it. What are the odds we have a monster star filling in for AJ today? %1,000. I'll just answer it for myself.
You're just going to throw those words around loosely.
Yeah, well, but you're big-time star TV now.
Big-time star shows up, and what do we get? The longest run of play-in games in the NCAA tournament ever in the history of any radio station?
Okay, I admit I have a little rooting interest in those because we were talking with AJ yesterday, and I'm like, okay, I'm on my bookie. I'm going to do like a 4-team parlay with your plays because I've been killing it on the horses, and when I win a certain amount, I get free play for sports.
Now you get play time.
Yeah, so I had a free play. So I took money line those two games last night, parlayed with the two games tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 2-for-2.
You good? Yeah. Oh, wow, you nailed it. Well, you went against the brothers at PV, huh?
I did, yes, because AJ was AJ was pretty sure that the Fairleigh Dickweeds were going to be really good and that Prairie View couldn't shoot threes, and they came out and made like 12 of them.
I'd say PV had that game under control, and then Fairleigh Dickson went nuts in the second half.
Yeah, so there was some rooting interest there. But Jerome, who is the star of the new TV show that is sweeping the nation, which
Houston Sports Show.
Yeah, and although I did see you tweeting out that you were on a station that nobody listens to, on a show that nobody listens to, talking about it. So today you're on a show that everybody listens to. It'll be good to talk about it.
I'm broadening my horizons. You know, I'm trying to spread out. I have to spread the word about the TV show. So, but I mean, I would come on with you if I didn't have a TV show or anything.
Well,
I'd come on with you if I were with Robert Kraft and got busted, you know, in Florida. That's what I'd do.
Yeah, the scary thing is if you were with Robert Kraft and I were there too, we'd probably be on video as well. Just saying. Not sure that we'd get busted, but we'd be on video.
Well, as more and more of the details come out from that, and like some people, these details are very interesting to me. The 58-year-old that was one of the... See, I almost said young ladies, but
Yeah,
no, that's a veteran. That is a veteran. That is not young.
And she was not part of the human trafficking. She's not suspected of being part of the human trafficking because, you know, if she'd been trafficked, it was done when trafficking was legal. Yeah. this would have been back in the 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
The other one was like 39 or something too. So it's not like
39's a long run for somebody in that business.
That's pretty impressive. That's Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
You're still hanging in. You got in the game at 18, and you're still hanging around.
Maybe not as good as you used to be, but you can.
No, but you can still do a fadeaway.
Still put it in the hole occasionally.
The hole is not really as open for Dirk as it used to be.
Yeah, well, he has to work harder.
He's got to use his hands.
Yeah,
he's got to be more. You know. He's just got to be smarter about it. You know, he can't, he's not what he used to be. It's simple as that. No.
You got to use smarts and not just pure talent.
You got to put your head into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about the head at this age, you know.
About posting up and, you know, getting the easy baskets.
Yeah. Yeah. It's disgusting that we're even considering this conversation.
Of course.
All right. Well, we're on the air for 5 minutes, and you're going down that road.
I'm going down that road.
Yeah, you took it.
And
there.
You willingly went down the path as well. I don't recall forcing you into anything.
I'm fighting it. I'm being trafficked here. Uh-huh. I'm a human. You're trafficking me into this situation. Did you?
I'll give you 30 seconds to turn this into a racial thing. That's what you're going to do.
Oh, I was about to.
I've worked with you long enough.
Did you see what they've offered Robert Kraft, though?
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically, okay, I did it. You guys would get me if it went to trial. But, you know, it's deferred adjudication.
Kraft's lawyers have said, no, he's not admitting that he broke any laws at all at this point. And the one of the list of things is like, yeah, you have to kind of admit that you would have been found guilty, is the way they put it. But you have to take a class on prostitution. What do they teach you in a class on prostitution?
Always use a condom.
That's a class.
Yeah. Don't use Craigslist. I haven't. Not that I've taken this class. Just so you know.
I was gonna say, you're coming off with these real quick. Like I'm over here trying to come up with something, and you're just rattling them off.
if she has like a really large boil on her face, that's a negative.
Mm-hmm. Define. What is the difference between slap and pimp slap? That I can see that. Hmm. Let's see. I'm not going to read that. what does the term bottom bitch stand for?
Okay.
Don't act like you don't know this.
I have no idea. No idea.
But yeah, can you see the billionaire sitting in a class on prostitution with a... What kind of people go to a class?
Do you take notes? Do you take your notebook and write things down in class? I'm just curious because I get to see Hoffman running that class and saying, put this in your notebook.
Yeah. Pick her up on the other side of the light so that when you take off, you don't have to stop at the light. That's part of the
class.
And
if they're driving around in a car trying to pick you up, that's a no. Bad things will happen.
Yeah, in this day and age.
But
that used to work in the 60s.
Yeah.
But I'm sure in the 2000s.
Yeah. But the and the other thing is, sir, you're a billionaire. What the hell are you even doing in a rub and tug?
Have you seen this place? No. I was there a couple weeks ago.
Researching?
I was covering spring training. The Astros are in West Palm.
You were at the place, though.
I went there just to get a look at the place.
Sure.
See what the joint looked like.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, 13 minutes later and $70 in. No.
Yeah. Just like my second marriage, we were at the sports bar at the Colorado. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
We just went. It's a sports bar.
And you know what? The wife bought it too. So that should tell you something.
But what a dump.
Really?
I mean, the dump in a strip center. And like, why would you roll up there with a chauffeured limo, basically? And think that nobody's paying attention.
If I'm a billionaire, I've got hookups in every city with legitimate high price rock and rollers, you know? I don't get it.
I know Robert Kraft fairly well. I mean, we're not like close personal friends or anything, but I know him. I've talked to him a lot. I spent a lot of time with him. He wrote me one of the nicest letters I've received from anyone when I got the job at the Boston Globe, welcoming me into town and saying, call me anytime, whatever you need. I've talked to his wife many times, loved her to death. And, well, I guess I shouldn't say death because she's dead now.
Yeah.
But she passed away. And I could tell he went into a different mode. I mean, it was a long love story with him and his wife. And after she passed away, he started dating younger women. And he's been out there a little loose and having a good time. And I'm not mad at him about that.
No, that's what olds do.
You know, there's nothing wrong with it. He ain't breaking no laws. Well,
until now. Yeah. Once you do that, though, it kind of changes the dynamic just a little bit.
But I will say this: very similar to the Kobe Bryant thing when that happened. My general take on it was, if Kobe Bryant went after receptionists at hotels on the regular, they would have been coming out of the woodwork when this happened saying, oh, he tried that with me. He did this. And there was none. So I literally believed him when he said this was the one and only time I'd stepped out like that. And Robert Kraft, if he were a regular at these places all over, wherever, they'd all be on TMZ now getting paid. This was just
I don't know. You got to be able to trust your horse. I mean, that's part of the business. Are they going to come out and say, I'm breaking the law with this guy?
It's also part of business. They're whores. they would sell their story if, you know. So no one else has come forward.
But that's a one-shot deal if you do that. And, I don't know.
It's not going to ruin your business. It's going to help your business.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, now you got the cops looking at you.
Please. If you're doing that, they're looking at you anyway. In fact, that's one of the things that Kraft's lawyers are pushing, is that did they have probable cause to even gather the evidence? Because no one, and people keep talking about sexual trafficking. No one's been charged with human trafficking in the entire case.
Yeah, that was, and you know, we'll get to this a little bit later, because I think that was the misleading part of the story, because every headline was Kraft linked to human trafficking thing. And
right.
It's like, no, wait a minute. He went to a place to get serviced. And there's no way of knowing that he knew those women were trafficked, and
no one's been charged with trafficking any women. And like you say,
if you're looking at
a 58-year-old, you wouldn't imagine that she's being trafficked.
No,
she's been rode hard.
Really, really. All right. Well, man,
she's seen a lot of traffic. But that's not funny.
No,
that's
really not.
You just went off in this direction. Sickening. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Me? I did nothing.
Got me into this situation.
Yeah, you got yourself into it. But you know what? That's okay. There's a lot more problems for you to come over the next 2 hours and whatever, 46 minutes. Yeah, you have plenty of chances for you to do that. All right, very happy to have Jerome Solomon with us here. Jerome Solomon, one of the few people I know that couldn't use help from the Zerona laser treatment and Innovative Lasers of Houston, but believe me, it helped me. And trust me, this is such a great, 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 great deal that they offer you, because when you go in there, it's real simple. Do 20 minutes, then you turn over, do 20 minutes on your back, and in 2 weeks, guess what? 3 to 11 inches gone. And it's basically just a red light on you. There's no painful procedures. There's no downtime. You're going to get more energy. You're going to change your life. I lost over 8 inches, and it did great for me. And if it can work for me, it can work for you too. And how about this? Free consultation. Just go by and find out what they're about. And if it doesn't suit you, that's fine. But if it does, give them a try. And they're going to give you a great offer right now. You're one of the first 100 to call 281-888-3094. 281-888-3094. You're going to get 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions free if you mention ESPN 97.5. So give them a call. 50% off regular price, 3 sessions free. For more information, you can log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com or call that number right now. Mention ESPN 97.5, 281-888-3094, Innovative Lasers of Houston.
You're listening.
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He will be on with R.J. and Brad and the gang on Straight Out of Vegas. So you can pick up that podcast tonight after they're done. And he'll be doing that the next 3 days. And if you're in Vegas, I think Friday night, he's doing a live thing there at the Hard Rock, which I don't know if it's sold out or what, but we'll have him on at some point to talk about it. So as the tournament gets going. All right, so let's we managed to get through the whole first segment without mentioning Alex Bregman getting his new deal. Kind of curious to get your thoughts on that.
It's one of those, I think it's good for both sides for a little bit, and maybe down the road, Bregman will be saying, hey, I'm worth a whole heck of a lot more than this. But, you know, for right now, he wasn't going to be making any money for the next couple of years. So it's a good deal. He won't get any now. But he'll start getting it next year. I will say this. I heard a little bit the guys this morning talking about whether he would fall off and what it would take to fall off, and they were having some fun with it. But it's been a little, no one's really gotten into it or mentioned it, but when I talked to Jeff Luhnow last week down in West Palm, they know, the analytics say that Bregman overperformed last year. It wasn't like, oh, this is what he's going to do. No, there's going to be drop off because they think he overperformed for what they expected from him. So he'll come back, and it'll be interesting to see how he responds to the questions of, hey, you're not as good as you were last year. What's going on? Even if he's pretty good, you know?
Well, that's kind of why I like this deal. I think there's a good chance that was a career year. But even if he doesn't do that again, the number per year is pretty fair for what you're getting. So I like it. I think it gives
him good. You're good.
But what I find a little odd is he was bitching about his contract last week. This had to have been in the works. They couldn't have just said after that, oh, let's extend him.
No.
He's just looking for attention or what?
Likely. You can't make this kind of a deal in that short of a notice unless he and his agent had said, we're going to push real hard for something ridiculous. If we don't get that, this is our fallback number. And the fallback number, the Astros are like, sure. You know, yeah. And you can do it pretty quickly because the agent knows what the team is kind of willing to give because they've had those discussions. So they talked about it a long time, and maybe there was a line drawn of, okay, forget it, we both step away. You know how it is. You step away, the other person step away and says, it's not going to happen. And a week later, you get a phone call and say, okay, let's go back to what we were talking about the other day.
I usually say bleep you. Got no interest.
Well, it depends on what she looks like.
Yeah, well, that's true. 713-780.
Used to look back in the day.
I'm retired from everything. I'm not even drinking anymore. I haven't had anything to drink since Saturday. This is like a personal best for me. So, well, I took a month off back in October. And so now I've decided I'm going to take a few days off, maybe a whole week, and just see where it goes. And part of it, too, is my freaking allergies are killing me right now, which you know what? I'm going to throw this out there. I think Chemical Cloud Stanley had something to do with it. I know all this stuff about, oh, no, it's fine to walk outside when there's eight chemical things on fire and there's this giant cloud that looks like a tornado. It's fine. Nobody's going to get sick. So, yeah.
It's weird out there, but I'm just one of those people who, you know, I stuff like that.
I just don't get allergies very often, and so like the last 2 days, it's just been
But the pollen is extremely high right now too. So
yeah, well,
but I'm an allergy free person, so I don't.
Well, it's pretty rare, but that I get this kind of stuff. But the good news is when I always tell when I'm on the downside of it, when I'm almost done.
Yeah,
so I'm almost done. I think I make it through today. I'll be fine.
Yeah, the people who deal with that all the time.
Yeah,
that's got to be a miserable existence.
Yeah, that can't be any fun at all. But no, I think it's a good deal for the Astros. I think it's a good deal for Bregman. Everybody's happy, and once again, after Mike Trout yesterday and after this today and Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, can we stop bitching about guys not getting big contracts in baseball?
No, because the bitching worked.
Those deals were going to happen all along.
But it's amazing the amount of money. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it or come across it or had it in discussion. Like Tom Brady's career earnings, $197 million. So Trout's about to make more than twice that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it's insane. But you know darn well the reason that it's available is because it is available.
Right.
Nobody's going broke owning a baseball team at all. You know, Jim Crane cobbled together all the coins he could get from him and his boys to buy the Astros.
How much did we think he overpaid for it?
And people were like, he's ain't he overpaid? And part of the reason he overpaid was he put a valuation on the, what is it, Comcast Sportsnet, whatever the Comcast TV part of. And that was a significant portion of it. In fact, he'll be suing Drayton McLean over that until Drayton is no longer with us. That's how long it'll be in court. But he's already sued him over it because
Drayton's the one who sold him on that.
He said, you tricked me on that. And Drayton's like, no, I gave you all the paperwork. Y'all just didn't read through it clearly or didn't understand. But Crane paid $615 million, I think, for the Astros. And a couple of hundred million of that was because of the TV station. And so what Crane bought the Astros for is what Mike Trout will be making for the next dozen years or total. And, of course, Crane paid that for the Astros. Now the Astros are worth $2 billion or whatever.
Right.
It's amazing. You don't lose money owning a sports franchise.
I'm not going to say who did it because I love the guy, but we had a video last week, and I'm just going to read you the headline. It's one of those that, man, maybe I should bury this down the page a little bit. Alex Bregman's contract situation is why Kyler Murray chose the NFL.
It might not be so accurate.
No, that's one where at the time, good video, and now, not so much.
Well, one of those things that people, it's the standard, and a lot of times the standard belief is just not accurate, but more importantly, there's never a one-size-fits-all in these kind of things, but they're like, oh, teach a kid to play baseball, he'll make a fortune. Well, no, if he's really special, he will.
Right.
You don't have to be as special to make a lot of money in the NFL. You can almost only make it in Major League Baseball if you're kind of special as a baseball player, even with the ones where we say, well, that guy's not that good. He's way better than most. Well, but a Kyler Murray, for instance, he was not going to get paid in baseball until he really showed something.
Well, he had $9 million contract, just like Bregman had a $6 million signing bonus.
Yeah, you got that initial one, but let's not
pretend they weren't getting some decent money.
No. Yeah, but that's not $100 million. That's a very small group of guys who get that. But that next one is when you really get some, and that next one for him, you are only going to get it if you're a player. And in football, if you're enough of a player to be a top 10 pick, you're going to get a decent sum right up front. And this guy wouldn't have gotten that. Kyler Murray would not have gotten whatever he's going to get, wherever he's going to get drafted now. 10 years ago and every year in the NFL before then, no chance on earth that he would have gotten it. It's a different age.
Well, he'll get paid. And the question is, if he can play, then his second contract will be the one where he makes all the money. And in baseball, it takes you a while to get to that contract.
That second one.
Right.
And Alex Bregman, this is what happens. This is the second biggest contract given anybody before arbitration, whatever. And the first one was Mike Trout, who signed a 6-year, $140 million or something, the one that he just got extended with the new deal. So, yeah, this is not normal. This is a special, special situation.
Well, I'm guessing these guys have good credit. And if they do, you know what? They need to lower their credit card debt because the average credit card debt's over 18% APR. I don't know if you've looked at your interest rate lately, but how about this? Lightstream can help you, and they're going to do a lot better than 18%. You can refinance your high-interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. The rate is fixed. It will never go up. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. When you have good credit, they want you to be rewarded. You deserve great service, low interest, fixed rate, no fees. That's lending uncomplicated. Want to save even more? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and guess who just randomly walked in? The great Lance Erline, who will be filling in tomorrow for A.J.
He's still arguing about an argument he had this morning on the
air. I know. I'm saving that. So, yeah. But Lance will be filling in tomorrow. We'll be at the Twin Peaks on 290. So come on out. I'm going to be getting there a little early because I'm going to be watching some basketball.
We'll be out there all day starting with Charlie.
Oh, really?
Yep. Charlie kicks it off and we'll be there. I'll be there all the way.
Remarkable. Yeah, that'll be great. So it starts at 11. Cool. So yeah, I'm going to get there early. I'm actually doing some business stuff while I'm there. So, but I'll be out there. I'll be available to hang out at about 3. How's that? So if you come out early, I'll be hanging out until the show. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So you'll be going to Tulsa, and you're going to be doing a lot of the stuff for the TV show there, right?
Yeah, the whole show we're going to shoot there. Well, I didn't even bother to consider, what happens if you lose this on Friday?
that's not going to happen.
In a Sunday night show, you know, that's all about their weekend at the tournament would be a little bit different. So I'm not expecting it to happen. But, hey,
if it does,
14 seeds beat 3 seeds every now and then.
Yeah, you know? After talking to both AJ and listening to Brad Powers, there's no chance.
Yeah, I see that, too. And those guys are as locked in to college basketball as anyone. I saw about a half of Georgia State the other day, and like, yeah, not impressed. AJ's watched them several times, so
they're
I take his word for it.
You know what the thing is? They got a really good coach, but guess what? So does U of H.
Yeah, U of H has. I've known him a long time, and I admire him a lot about who he is and what he is, and we're really good in terms of knowing each other. But I wasn't kidding when I wrote the other day. I don't think I was exaggerating. He's one of the great coaches of this generation. He is that good at what he does, that good at getting his players to show up ready to play, prepared. He's a tactician. He follows the analytics. He's a hell of a motivator. I mean, the guy can flat coach.
And he makes players better. And that's what all of his teams get better as the season goes on, because his players get better. And even his first couple of years when he had crap, those teams got better as the season went on. So, yeah, somebody was trying to sell me on, oh, this Georgia State coach is really good. Look at the Rams. Yeah, you know what?
He's not going to out-coach Kelp.
Tell you what, you know, that guy behind the bench at UH, pretty damn good, too.
This goes probably somewhere you hadn't even thought about, but I really was trying to think of where it came from. But somebody was saying, man, you're like, you know, you're just – They weren't calling me a homer. They were just saying, man, you're I know what it was. It was an email from somebody. That's what it was. And the email was, man, I've never liked you at all. You know, I think you're a good writer, but I just never liked you. You're just always so mean and nasty and, you know, and just harsh on people. But lately you've been nicer and you've been better. And I really enjoy reading you now. And I thought about it. I said, you know why? Because there's some actual joy in this town in sports.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. And we're talking about Kelvin being as good a coach as he is, but kind of around the board, there's good play, great players, interesting teams, solid teams, winning teams. It's It's way different than it was when this person grew to not like me because they thought I was too mean. You know?
Interesting. I did one homer bracket, but I couldn't bring myself to pick UH to win the whole thing. So in my homer bracket, I have Gonzaga beating UH. Oh,
you got to make it a real run, though. Yeah.
Well, because I figure, we talked about this strategy of you got to fade Duke if you're going to win one of these things.
Right.
And hope somebody beats them. So I went with the Zags. And, I figure, what the hell? And if we get that far and I have a chance to win, I'd rather UH win.
Right.
But
yeah,
but I could see
bracket wouldn't matter.
I could see UH losing to Iowa State. And if they get by them, Kentucky's going to be difficult. And then I think North Carolina probably ends it. But you never know. Maybe one of those teams loses before they get there.
And that's kind of the thing where it makes the tournament very interesting. You have no idea what it's going to take to get there. You can be a number three seed and not have to beat anybody good. And you're in the Final Four.
If it falls the right way.
Because people always say, if you get hot at the right time, well, no, if some other team gets cold before they have to play you,
it doesn't,
you don't have to worry about
it. It doesn't take much for a good team. And we saw it last year. We see it with Virginia every year, by the way, who I have going out pretty early again. But
everyone will have them going. Yeah, you can't win your bracket by picking Virginia to go out early. That's the norm.
But, I mean, that's the thing. You see them play one bad game, and these other teams are good enough that if it happens, then okay.
And Virginia's problem is they don't score enough. Their offense is not as dynamic. So that's one of the reasons they go out early. And that would be a reason for Duke to go out early. They don't shoot well. Their offense is meh. But, boy, they've got a couple of players who will be the best two players on the court every night out. I mean, it's just, and there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
They're the best players, unless you blow one of them shoe out or something.
Yeah, or any explodes, which could happen. I mean, not that I wish that on anybody, but I kind of think anybody in UH's path, I wouldn't break my heart. A couple knees exploded.
See, you are rooting for that. You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, I'm not.
When you say I'm not rooting for that, but boy, it'd be nice if it happened, that's kind of rooting for it.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't want it to happen, but it'd be good.
I'm just saying I'm not going to cry if it does.
I know. You should cry.
No.
Somebody gets hurt.
No. I mean, they don't necessarily need to go full on Louisville and have the leg go the wrong way and stuff. Doesn't need to be that.
You don't have to be ugly about it.
No, just tweak it enough to where you can't play the game. That's
just
all.
Just break curfew and get suspended.
Yeah. Or
would Krzyzewski suspend Zion?
God, no.
You didn't even let me finish. No. It doesn't matter how I finish.
What are the odds? 0%. Yes.
What are the odds Zion would get suspended for breaking curfew? Please. He could be with Krzyzewski's wife breaking curfew.
Yeah.
You're playing today, son.
Yeah. Yeah, hurry up and finish.
I wasn't there.
Well, you started it. But getting back to the show, hopefully you'll have a lot to do from Tulsa. And man, if you haven't had a chance to watch it yet, they have a lot of fun. Jerome is really producing a nice, nice product. It's the best thing in the city TV-wise. So, please check it out. Sunday nights at 11:30, which too late for me because I'm an old, but I recorded.
That's the good thing. We're in the day and age now where you don't have to watch it when it happens. That was one of the things I was going to ask you today for sure. Like I know other people come across this all the time too. What series should I start watching that I didn't watch? I didn't watch what are your biker series?
Oh, Sons of Anarchy.
I didn't watch
that.
Sons
ended
of Anarchy
so poorly that I would never recommend it to anyone.
Really?
It was really good up until the last episode, which was one of the worst closing episode of any show in the history of the world.
The closing was so bad that all the
it
greatness
ruined
before
everything else. I didn't even watch the spinoff because of it. So,
oh, man. Wow.
Let's see. Have you been on did you ever watch Justified?
Oh, yeah. You told me to watch that, and that was way better than you told me it was. I didn't know it was that kind of show, and I was like, this is good stuff.
I've got one that I think you'll appreciate, but you have to watch the Australian version, not the American version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Rake, and it is about a degenerate lawyer.
Okay.
And who is basically...
Well, is that the one with... what's the actor? Jolie's first husband. Is he in the American version of that?
Greg Kinnear is in the American version.
Okay, no.
So don't watch that one.
No.
Because but The Australian version is freaking hilarious.
Really? Okay. I'll
check that out. Everything from, you know, banging his friends' wives to just, I mean, it's.
That's my kind of guy. Because I'm that kind of guy. I'm talking about kind of guy that I like to see on TV.
It's just
none of my friends are like that. Yeah. None of them, Fred.
But he's really good at his job, and he just also happens to be a.
Yeah, none of my friends are good at their job and banging other people's wives. Wait, Fred.
Quit pointing at me. That was a long time ago. I was a long time ago. I don't know what you're talking about. Even if it was a long time ago, I still don't know what you're talking about.
It still wasn't you. Yeah. What's Angelina Jolie's ex-husband? I know you know, Aaron. You're toothless. Wasn't she married to a guy? White people, should know this. Before that.
Oh, some other dude.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. Because once she married Brad Pitt and got crazy with all the kids, I was out on her.
You don't know?
No, not off the top of my head.
Am I making this up?
It's probably some random white guy. Somebody will
know. No, he's not random.
You're talking about Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, thank you. What? I didn't even think that was complicated.
I didn't even remember that they were married.
Yeah, they got matching tattoos and were drinking each other's blood and everything.
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening.
So you're not even listening either?
No, I was reading the text so I could get the answer, so I did not hear. I tend to tune Aaron out anyway.
But he's in either an Amazon or Netflix.
Goliath, it's good.
It's good. Okay,
it's not something I would.
That's what I thought might be the Rick you're talking about.
If you like crime dramas, Bosch is really good.
Bosch is good.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've seen that one?
Yeah.
Have you watched Luther yet? Idris Elba, British version of Bosch.
I was watching it earlier when it's been coming on. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a new season out, which I haven't seen yet, but I'm kind of afraid they've ruined it, but oh well.
I will tell you this. The one that I just started watching, Sex Education, is hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
It's well done, too. It's teenagers, but it's still really good.
My most recent ones, that Rake you should check out, because that character is us 15 years ago. How's that?
What do you mean, us? Don't throw me under your bus. I'm in the back of the bus because it's always race with you.
Oh, of course.
There you go. Bring it up, race, Fred.
Back of the limo back in the day. That's what it was.
Hey, that was the Chronicle expense account.
Yeah, exactly. But I would check that out. And I actually liked Umbrella Academy a lot, which is. Yeah, you know,
I've seen it up there, but I haven't. They keep recommending it to
me.
Yeah,
it's more superhero than sci-fi. So if you like superhero movies, I don't think you're that into those.
The people walk around in tights, you know.
Well, they're not in tights. These are wearing school clothes.
School clothes.
Yeah, among other things. All right.
See, I've never been big on the schoolgirl thing either, Fred, because I'm kind of an adult. Used to be in a strip club.
No.
And some woman comes out wearing a, you know, Catholic schoolgirl outfit. I'm disgusted by that. I'm not even Catholic.
Why you're disgusted now? Club. Because you got daughters who probably have to wear uniforms to school. Believe me, that changed my opinion of the whole thing, too. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No AJ today, tomorrow, or Friday. Jerome Solomon today, Lance Zierlein tomorrow, Barry Laminack on Friday. So we trotted out the three best guys we have.
Indeed.
So
I guess with this camera right in front of me, I can't pick my nose, huh?
You can do it on the breaks, but you can watch us on live stream, which you probably want to because it's Jerome.
Now they don't.
Well, you've already done it, so as long as you get it off your microphone there, it's pretty gross. But, watch us on live stream, brought to you by Twin Peaks. So, which will be out tomorrow on Twin Peaks on 290.
You've got 3 days, two of them at Twin Peaks, 67%, and I get the no peaks.
Well, I would have loved to have had you out there. I left that to the program director to decide who goes when. Mm. That's one of those things I'm trying not to be involved in now.
That's my frat brother. That's not frat treating. He didn't even reach out to me. I thought AJ did.
No, I'm talking about AJ. AJ's,
I'm not the program director.
No, AJ's the program director.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. That was the reshuffle?
Yeah, among other things.
I was wondering why AJ reached out to me on that. I just
No.
Come on, AJ. Man, AJ, take it over around here.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever give him a title. What the hell's happening?
Yeah, well, we just thought.
Is this an alternative universe?
No, we just thought it would be best for the station as a whole, and so far, so good.
Is there a difference between an alternate universe and an alternative?
Well.
Outfits?
Yeah, maybe your, you know, maybe the way you dress, maybe your sexual preferences. I don't know. Also, before we get too far off track here, make sure you check out sportsmap.com today. It's loaded with great content, as always, including, speaking of AJ, there's a roundtable video with AJ and John Granato. And Joel just got a video posted of Bregman's extension is just the beginning for the Astros' long-term plans. Steven the Weather Guy did a bracket based on a total random number generator, which is fairly entertaining, although he sent it to me at 3:49 this afternoon. Guys need to realize I have something to do at 4 o'clock. Not that easy to just jump in and do it. A little bit, you know, 7 a.m. is your deadline, guys. 7 a.m. And I can't wait till tomorrow on that because the tournament starts tomorrow. And so anyhow, the AJ and Granato thing is on. Will this year be any different for the Texans? Josh's mock draft 2.0 is up there. So lots of great stuff.
The and the site is growing leaps and bounds, right?
Oh, yeah. The numbers have been, we've been doing record numbers now pretty much. We're pretty much 100% over last year at this time.
Nice.
Each month. So it's growing. And, you know, it's really awesome, some of the things we're doing. We got a lot more planned. And we're trying to, there's some technical things that we've almost got worked out now that's going to make it even better. So it's been a fun site to deal with. So
good.
JD asked if it was worse than the series finale of Dexter. I never was a Dexter person. My wife watched it. She liked it.
Dexter was good, dude. Dexter was good. It ended. It didn't end anywhere near the rest of what the rest of the show represented. And it had some moments where it went way off track and lost. But just the whole premise of it, I think, was pretty fascinating, and his performance was outstanding, and that was a good show.
I watched some of it, and I thought it was pretty cool, but then I just kind of lost interest.
Yeah.
It just seemed like it was too much.
And it did keep going. Yeah, it was going on and on and on, and they were reaching for directions to go in, but then, you know, you'd get to a point where John Lithgow came on and was just remarkable.
Yeah.
His old presence was, he was all of himself, like he is sometimes. He was on. It was really good.
So is Remy like your driver now? He shows up for everything. Is that what it is?
He's my stalker.
Is this like a Green Book thing? He's gonna drive you around. I finally watched that movie last night, actually.
It wasn't nearly as bad as people who to say it was bad. I thought it was fine. It wasn't nearly as great as everybody like, oh, it's so spectacular. No, it was a pretty good movie.
Well, what I thought is that people were really upset because they thought Black Klansman was better, which I do think Black Klansman was better, but I don't think it was so much better that it was a travesty that it won.
Not at all. Yeah, and people were upset because it was the white guy's version, but it's like, well, it was the white guy's son who wrote the thing about his dad. So what do you expect him to think?
Right.
I mean, that's what it was. Whoop-de-dar-do.
But my only real beef with it was I don't feel like Viggo Mortensen was the lead actor, and Ali won Best Supporting Actor. I think
and that's what I thought in watching the movie. But I don't pay attention to the awards, so I didn't really.
Yeah,
I don't follow those like that. But when I saw it, I was like, wait a minute, what are y'all talking about? The brother is the movie. He was
yeah.
Remarkable.
I mean, the whole
and at first when I first started watching, I was like, man, I'm 20 minutes in. Where the brother at? What, you know? and it seemed like a bad mob movie for the first 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, some of the accents and stuff were so forced.
Yeah, it was bad. But right after that, it turned into, oh, okay, this is pretty solid. Yeah,
once the main character showed up, it turned into a really good one. Somebody says Sopranos ending by far the worst. I disagree. I've come around that was a really solid ending. I don't think it was awful at all. It left it to your imagination, which I like.
Yeah. It would have been too easy, I think, to whack him. yeah. to whack Tony and end it like that, it would have been risky to have him like whack the wife or the son or, you know, something outlandish like that. But that would have been very risky. I don't mind the way it did. But that's the thing. When you have shows like that that are so strong, it's hard to really nail an ending. Like I'm fully anticipating Game of Thrones ending.
It's going to be disappointing.
Yeah, it almost has to be.
What are the odds Wednesday?
How can it be as good as all the good stuff you've seen?
I think one of the ones that ended really well was Banshee, but it was only 3 seasons. And that one, when it ended, I wanted more. I thought it was a perfect ending. But it's like, okay, I want to know what happened. I want to see them start a new game.
I would have argued with you it was more than 3 seasons because there was so much happening and so much went on. But they could have gotten a lot more out of it, and they didn't.
No, they said, we're telling the story, and then that's it. And it's kind of like, oh, man, keep telling the story. I like the story.
Yeah,
but
it was good.
You think about how many series that if they just ended them, like Mad Men, if it had ended after 3 series, we'd be talking about, three seasons, we'd be talking about it the same way. RJ Bell's the only person that thinks it was good the last 3 seasons.
See, I'd never watched Mad Men.
The last 3 seasons were absolute garbage. Tell you what you should do, though.
You just get bored easily, too. That's,
well, yeah. I mean, you got to keep my attention. And I mean, I don't think I'm that hard to please when it comes to TV, but at least give me some characters to root for.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for. And Banshee, I loved them all. Even, you know, you couldn't tell who the bad guys were or the good guys. They were just great. All the actors. And, but with Mad Men, by season 3, I hated every single one of them. And I wanted somebody to just drop a nuke on New York to end the whole show.
And you have to like people in the show. And they don't have to be good people.
No.
You just have to like them. Like Banshee, I liked the worst of the worst people in there were very likable.
Oh, including the big Native American guy.
I loved him.
He was awesome.
and he's trying to crush people's skulls.
Yeah. Well, tell you what else is awesome. You need to be playing on Draft. If you love fantasy baseball, they've got Best Ball on Draft. This is really cool. Season long, but with no management. So, yeah, here I am. I have a short attention span. Guess what? I don't have to worry about anything. I just go and draft my team. That's it. No trades, no waiver wire. I don't even have to set my lineup. That's the best part, because your best players get automatically selected and you'll get the best score every week guaranteed. And leagues start every minute on Draft, so you can join one right now. How about this? You're playing for cold hard cash and you can get paid out the next day. And drafts start for as little as $1, so there is a draft for everyone. Real easy. Download the app right now. Just search Draft in your app store or play from your computer on draft.com. This year, how about this? You want to get in on some real money? $100,000 best ball championship. Draft the best team. You could win a piece of $100,000 in prizes. It's that easy. And all new players get a free entry into a best ball draft when you make your first deposit and use promo code FRED. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com and come play free with promo code FRED.
KFNC.
You have my curiosity.
Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Now you have my attention.
ESPN 97.5, a Gal Media station.